going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, let them air horns go one more time. Getting settled in. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, April 24th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
I promise we're going to update those this weekend.
Well,
not the last one, but
what are you gonna add?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, you got you gotta have the Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're
you gotta
right,
do that one.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
I really want to change that. I mean,
yeah, I like it.
He's lying when it comes to me, but like, yeah,
I like it. I think it stays. Everything.
I just want the Sacramento one updated. He's Jesse Tapia.
I'm in God mode.
Or he's Jesse Tapia.
What are you doing with him?
There you go.
It works.
What are you doing with him?
No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Bro, no, you're man.
It's good.
That's crazy. The HR rep is standing right behind you.
It's fine. It's fine.
That's crazy.
It's fine.
Woo, Lord. Like, she is literally monitoring the show.
Oh, man.
Everybody behave. Hey. Everybody chill. The HR rep is literally in studio too. Now just wait.
Yeah.
No, wait. No. Now she's slinging around talking.
No, it's good.
She's got a manila. Oh, man. She's got
a
manila.
Are we on in there? Turn it off.
Yeah.
No, turn it off. Yeah,
she said we're good. She said we're good.
Hey, Jen. How you doing, girl?
Hey, Jen.
How you doing? That's my girl, Jen.
Yeah. Walking around with a manila envelope. Just walking up to every employee with a manila envelope.
Jesse said it best. Jen is in the building. We're either getting new snacks or somebody's gone. There is no in between.
The great thing is Jen is the most wonderful human being.
She's
the
nicest person of all time.
She walks up and is like, hey, she literally has a manila envelope in her hand, which, by the way, that is not a good sign. She walks up, she goes, hey. And I'm like, yo, what? What? I don't want to say what, but there was something to sign.
Yeah.
That's on the up and up. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I was like, so you just walking around getting everybody's attention today, huh? Like, she knows what it is, too. She knows what it is. She's having fun.
Oh, man.
I must have thrown my chair against the door handle and barred myself in here.
Yeah.
You're not coming in here.
What's in the envelope, Jen?
Nothing can be official if I don't recognize it.
Yeah, if I don't sign it.
I'm like, Creed, hey, go talk to that guy. Go talk to Taryn or whatever.
Yeah.
Darren.
There ain't even a Darren here.
Whoever the name Creed uses in that show. What was his name?
It was
Creed.
Creed.
No, Creed, but he tells him, hey, go fire what's-his face.
What oh, Devin.
Devin.
Oh,
Devin. Devin.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about Devin.
Get yeah. rid of Devin. You literally watched this episode.
Wait. What?
Wait.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah, because you've only watched one episode of season two. It's literally,
no, I've watched,
in all seriousness, well, it's like the second episode. Well, you're never going to see this episode. You're pathetic.
I might get that. I might get that tonight.
What'd you watch last night?
I fell asleep again last night. This is crazy. I don't like this.
Wow, summer getting here. And look at old man Caraway. Look at this guy.
This is ridiculous. I'm putting Ryan to bed. It's only after the game's over. I'm watching Inside the NBA. And next thing I know,
Ryan going to bed at 10?
Yeah, well, that's what. Well, look, we don't eat at that house till about 8:30 when practice is over. Practice be over at 7:30.
They be having these kids practicing at crazy ass time. Telling you, man.
Practice be over at anywhere between 7:30 to 8:00. We got to get home, cook something, whatever. Like, we don't finish eating until 9:45. So
that is crazy.
So Ryan's, she's going to bed at about 10, and I'm laying there and I put her to sleep. Next thing I know, it's 1:30 a.m. and I'm on the couch in her room.
So Ryan put you to sleep.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'm on the couch in her room. Leg is dead. You know, so I'm like, oh, all right, man, let me get back up there. Put my retainers in and get into bed. Just a night wasted.
Just an old ass man. That. Just wake up, fell asleep on the couch, put my teeth in, go to bed.
Are you at the age where you're grunting when you get up? You making noise when you get up?
Oh.
I'm trying to think. Maybe. Maybe. Probably. I don't pay attention. I'm going to start.
You're at the age where you get up, you get out of bed, and you're limping, but for no reason.
Oh, no.
It's not really limping. It's just kind of moving gingerly.
Yeah. The body got to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to.
Body got to warm up. And I can't walk around barefoot. So, I sleep barefoot.
Well, it's because you have those fancy floors. Yeah, no, that hurts your feet after a while.
Fancy floors, no.
It hurts your feet after a while.
It's just regular hardwood floors. There's nothing fancy about it. They're in every house in America damn near. So, yeah, I get up in the first.
Most people have laminate floors. You have hardwood
floors. What kind of floors do you have?
It's just floors.
We don't want to go there.
They're just floors. That's all.
Some of us play with marbles. Some of us turn them into a floor.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
It's not a marble floor.
Oh, is that too broke?
Got your bitch.
I don't know what the difference is.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor.
I got a topic for Dame.
Uh-oh.
Oh, for bump it or dump it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I might even make an executive decision. You can't dump this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a topic for him.
Okay. Bump it or dump it, quickly becoming my favorite segment because it is just not going well at all. And it is so great. It's just so great. This man trying to read a story on Fire Festival. Like, you know what, man? Never mind. Just forget it.
I feel like the chaos is what makes it work.
That just makes it great.
It's even so better great. when he's like, yeah, bump it. And then I get a sentence in. Nah, I'm done. Done.
I figure if I lost interest, everybody else did too.
Best one was yesterday. Yeah, so the Rays, dump that.
Now, the Rays one was good. That was a good one. I didn't even get to bump it or dump it with the Rays.
No, you just said the Rays. I was like, nope, don't care. Don't care.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Jimmy Butler hurt in game two yesterday. Oh. Rockets beat the Warriors 109-94. Your boy Jaylen put on a phenomenal performance. As we was talking about with the insiders a second ago, if this is the Golden State Warriors reality, man.
They don't stand a chance.
Yeah, it's over. If you lose Jimmy, it's over.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know who it was earlier, but someone said perfect. It's like, you lose Jimmy, now you're just what you were before, minus Andrew Wiggins and some guys.
Right. Yeah, you're worse.
Yeah.
You're worse than you were before.
Post, you got him playing more minutes, though.
Well, you were forced to dust off Jonathan Kuminga last night.
What about Spencer? Did he get in before Kuminga? And he actually played well.
I don't remember if he got in before or not.
I would have walked off the court. You're playing this guy?
Spencer played good minutes, though. But Pods was sick. Pods was needed an IV, was on his deathbed.
Oh, man.
And Steve Kerr was still, Pods, get in there. What? What? That was crazy.
They started that, man.
Well, I knew Pods didn't have it. And understandably, I knew he didn't have it. When the first, didn't the first shot go off the top of the backboard?
Yeah.
I said, all right, man.
Pods looked like he was going to die.
And in the third quarter, Steve Kerr said, get back in there.
Go on there. It's like Joe Mazzola, get up. Joe ass in there. Hey, Jen's back. Oh, Jesse. Jesse, don't sign it. Oh, man. Oh, hold on.
Posture's good here.
Hold on. Look at make sure look at our boy right there. Here.
Oh, no, Jesse. Yeah. Oh, relax, man. Bro. Hey.
Hey, look at that. Hi, yeah. Oh, that's sure
my
tough.
Posture's good.
Oh, he signed. Oh, maybe he's signing a contract.
Oh. Hey, somebody screenshot it. Screenshot it.
Hey, look at that. Got the baseball game on. Oh, look at that. Yeah. There we go.
2 weeks here, then I'm done.
Oh, man.
Brother. But
goodness gracious.
To your original point.
Yeah.
Jimmy being hurt. That was tough.
And it's crazy too. I think it was 20-15, maybe on that play.
I think they were down 8.
Okay, it's fine.
Somewhere
5-8,
there.
Fine.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
It did. It was like that happened, and he goes to the back. It's the Warriors, like, this game's over. It absolutely felt like the Warriors knew the game. It felt like everybody knew the game was over.
They could never. They tried to make little pushes here and there, but they could never get like any closer than I think 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
And Jalen Green.
Yeah, they worked to get to 9, though.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Sometimes baskets come easy. Yeah, the Dallas Kings game, we were watching that game together. And even when the game was close, for that brief moment, it was like, yo, the Kings, it feels like they're working really hard for every basket.
Grinding.
And they kept working. The shots stopped falling, and then...
That was all she
wrote.
It was
a 4-possession stretch that ultimately changed the game. We don't have to. We don't have to harp on that again.
Yeah, I mean,
fine. I'll be the resident hater.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean, shout out to my man, but we pulled off that playoff resume. It's like, all right, settle down.
Oh, that was real bad. That was so bad.
Settle down.
So bad. I'm going to need some clarity on your playoff performances, dog. I'm going to need some. What direction is your playoff performance going? Let's keep it a stack with everybody involved.
$46 million? What? And I like Brody, but my goodness.
Man.
But.
Turns out Draymond's not worth $21 million either when the team isn't built properly.
Draymond's
the player. You got to have the right guys around him.
Yeah, right.
The ultimate glue guy.
He's the ultimate, yeah.
Draymond been so sorry in these first two games. I think I looked at it yesterday because he was popping off and doing a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. If I was Jalen Green, I would have said, sit down, scrub. I would have said, Fred Van Fleet, sit down, scrub.
Mm.
This guy's got, I think my math is correct, 13 points, 11 rebounds in the first two games.
Oh.
Total.
You got to be careful because you know when he's not hooping, he turns into a football player.
We all know it's.
Well.
We all saw it. I mean, it is like clockwork. They're down 20. It was even before that. He was doing crazy stuff in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's that third, fourth quarter, whatever he was doing there was just. You know, I would really, like, get at Draymond and say whatever to him if I was on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, what you going to do? You going to punch me?
Mm-hmm.
Right here in the middle of Toyota Center? What you going to do? You bleepity bleep, 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 bleep. What you going to do about it? Not a damn thing. I wish you would. I wish you would. I'd say whatever to Draymond.
Oh, bleepity bleep, bleep, bleep. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Man. What kind of sentence do you put together?
I was trying to put it together in my mind
right
now.
There's that many bleeps in a row. You bleepity bleep, bleep, bleep.
I would.
That ain't even a real insult. That's just
kind of like when you're just pissed off, you start cussing under your breath, just saying all kinds of like different cuss words.
Well, like I said, not that I'm the super tough guy. What you gonna do in the middle of the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Come punch me and get suspended for the playoffs? No. Mm. So I'm talking crazy to
him. Walk up to him and go, come on. Right here. Right here, pal.
That's the old Shawn Michaels.
That is.
Yeah.
Good call right there. We'll come back. We got Anthony Slater. He'll just talk to us. He just got back from Houston this morning.
There we go.
Covering this Rockets-Warriors series. We'll talk to him about what this series looks like without Jimmy Butler, what the future of the Golden State Warriors might look like, what the future of the Houston Rockets might look like as we head into their offseasons, respective offseasons. And, of course, Ant-Man also covers the Sacramento Kings. We'll get his thoughts on Scott Perry, the process that led to Scott Perry's hiring and what he thinks is next for the Sacramento Kings. So that's all coming up here this hour. We got the NFL draft coming up in 4 hours and 46 minutes, according to the clock.
Yeah.
So that's about how long we have to finally talk about it. I'm confident it's going to happen. Well, I don't know. That bump it or dump it segment's got me pretty excited. I can't front it. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. A very friendly reminder that the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, is coming up again in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have a keyword that you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 eVisa gift card. We have those every single day this week for the next 2 weeks. So make sure that you are with us again coming up. I don't know why I got so choked up. I get emotional.
When it comes
giving away money, man, I just get really emotional. The Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway is courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We really, really, really missed an opportunity to call this giving away Kenny's riches. That would like, be ridiculous. The jump shot jackpot is absurd. We should have called this giving away Kenny's riches.
Bro, it'd be ridiculous. Everybody know I ain't
Well,
got
look,
that.
We know $500 a day isn't that much for you, but that goes a long way for some people.
No, it's,
we
it's
know
a
that's
lot
what
for
you,
me, too. What
we know that's what
about?
You find in the, you know, the seats of your car that'll drive you to, from here to Elk Grove automatically.
Will you stop it?
Yeah, like $500 might be able to get me the photo booth at the wedding that Chris has been wanting.
Right?
Come on, man.
Right? Okay. I mean, I think calling it, giving away Kenny's riches would have been better. I mean, in reality, it would be giving away Kenny's chump change. But still, it's a big deal.
Are you too done?
We missed.
Are you finished with this? This is
just
ridiculous.
This was just a miss by those in charge. We'll rectify it next time. The next opportunity we have to give away Kenny's riches, we'll absolutely do it.
Once again, are you guys done?
I mean, Zabo already, look, win $500 of Kenny's money. That's exactly how we market it.
That would be false advertising.
Oh, Young Sav, I'm sorry. Who casually just built a pool in their
That's
backyard?
That's a great point.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who casually just built a basketball floor in their backyard?
First of all, I didn't just do anything. Second of all,
yeah,
the pool
right,
is more
expensive ago.
Than the basketball court.
You built Crypto.com Arena
Definitely
in your backyard.
Not crypto.
We've
but,
all seen it.
But
how much was that shooting gun again?
It was like $1,500, I believe.
$1,500. No, that
well,
can't
no,
be
that
right.
Sounds
$15,000.
About right. No, yeah. not $15,000.
It's $15,000.
$1,500 is closer to what it is. That's not even what it is, but that's closer to it. Mm. I'm going to start telling truths.
Man, got a whole ass basketball court with courtside seats in his backyard.
You do have seats.
Well, yeah, that's a nice touch. Well, people got to sit down seats. Somewhere.
Bro, all right, man.
People got to sit down somewhere. If they want to watch some shooting or a one-on-one.
I'm changing the name of the contest right now. We're giving away Kenny's riches at 3 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. Did your boy, did my boy, big guy Vince, did he say that we could do that?
It's the big guy Vince Bloom.
He didn't say we could do that.
Vince is on board for this. I need Jesse to go see what kind of pizza that is so I know who won the bet. Because I'm the only one who took the less. Can you see it from here? There was a more
it's
or
not
less
even like pizza.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know.
Oh, like that's not pizza. It looked like someone opened a pizza box.
No, there's a tray. There's some plastic forks and knives.
I'm not sure
and
what
stuff.
We're doing
yeah.
over there yet. You know what I mean? I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know.
But it's cool. It's
All
cool.
Right. Yeah. Celtics, Cavs. They take 2-0 leads. We'll talk to Anthony Slater coming up in about 20 minutes, a smidge bit more than 20 minutes. We'll talk to him a little bit more about the Rockets Warriors series. We should have an update on Jimmy Butler today. Jimmy did the team stayed in Houston last night. That was the plan. Mm-hmm. Jimmy did not. There was a report that Jimmy was going to fly back, get an MRI immediately. X-rays were clean. You're going to learn more from an MRI. So I think that's fine. Those are boxes you check, so to speak.
Right.
But I think you also have to ask, hey, big dog, are you hurting? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, bro, can you move? Because the MRI could be like, oh, it's clear. But if Jimmy can't move.
Right.
This is the same thing that happened to Steph, right?
Yeah.
The pelvic contusion?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at because Steph had it. So if it's a pelvic contusion for Jimmy, too, then yeah.
And how much time did Steph miss?
That was about a week, about 10 days.
That's
NBA, there's an article. I don't have it like right in front of me. There's an NBA article that says Steph Curry missed his second straight game with pelvic contusion. So it was a couple of games he missed at least.
I mean, a couple games is the end of the Warriors. They can't beat the Rockets without Jimmy Butler, in my opinion.
I don't think so either.
I'm not sure that they could beat anybody without Jimmy Butler, but
they couldn't even beat the Kings without Jimmy Butler.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got Jimmy and beat the Kings by, I believe, 60.
Destroyed those guys.
So, yeah, Steph missed a couple games.
Mm.
Can the Warriors, if Jimmy Butler misses the next two games, can the Warriors get one?
I don't think so.
They can't get one?
I don't think so. I think Houston knew the second Jimmy was gone, they were going to beat their ass.
Mm. Mm.
And I think, to me, that's Jimmy went down, there was strong Pacers-Bucks energy last night. Oof. Where if you watched that Pacers, but if you watched either of the Pacers-Bucks games, but particularly game two, where the Bucks kept like fighting and like scratching and clawing to get back in the game, and the Pacers were just like, "Job, please, please." They were laughing at them.
Mm.
Dame, Giannis, Doc, Hall of Famers, laughing at them.
I don't like that, dog.
Yeah, and like so that. I looked at Houston last night. Like, now they weren't. I mean, I mean, as he should. Jalen was feeling it last night. They knew every time the Warriors made a run, y'all don't have enough.
And they would do. They would call a timeout.
And unless
like, right, it's time to get back to it.
Unless that guy is going Paris Olympics.
And
ain't no KD out there with you.
I think he can go Paris Olympics too.
But don't forget LeBron James was on that floor. Don't forget Kevin Durant. Don't forget Devin Booker. Don't forget all of those guys that were on that floor with Steph Curry. Not taken away from what Steph did, but all of those defenses had to be honest. There's no chance in a situation like that Steph would even get loose to get a shot up like that.
And they're going up against one of the better defensive teams in the game.
Right.
I think
Steph can get you 40, but you're not getting that. You're getting anything else from anyone else, I think.
You would have to have, for them to get one, you'd have to have a Steph. Man,
it's
got to
be Steph and someone else, though. It can't just be Steph.
But you'd have to have, at minimum, a Steph like 9 to 10, 3 games.
Yeah, he'd have to go off. Like he'd have to have
one of those moments.
I don't
one of those moments where we're talking about how Steph single-handedly carried the Warriors, and it could be Paz with him. Be cute if it was Kuminga. It'd have to be someone else, but you'd have to have an epic performance from Steph just to win a single game without Jimmy Butler. Mm. You had a 37-point performance, or 35. I can't remember who had 35 and who had 37, but Jimmy had one, Steph had the other.
37, yeah.
So you had 35, and you needed that.
Yeah. And you got a Pods. Who knows if
that doesn't
Pods
exist without Jimmy?
Who knows if Pods is going to be healthy enough by Saturday?
Yeah.
You're looking at Buddy Hield. Yo, buddy, can you save us? Can you help us out? Type stuff.
It looks like. Know. By the way, it looks like sandwiches out there.
Well, look, I'm not going to sneeze at that.
Or it's a blue pizza box. I don't know who's got a blue pizza box.
It's so funny too.
So I won.
Is that who?
Well, how so?
Wait, no, I said more. That's right, damn.
You said more?
Yeah, so I lost. You won.
I won. So yeah. We've determined that it's not the place we thought.
It doesn't look like the same pizza box, no.
Okay, acknowledge me. Count it.
Well, we got rid of...
Damien, the pizza whisperer.
We got rid of pizza completely. Well, it's too late. The music already played.
What do you mean we got rid of pizza completely?
That does not count. No. And I'm still protesting my win from the other day.
You didn't win the game. You didn't win. That game has been thrown out.
Didn't even get your draft card turned.
The game has been thrown out. One, you moved excessively slow.
I showed you. Two, I showed my work.
I'll say it. He cheated.
Are you what?
Took 30 seconds. Yeah, he cheated.
How did I cheat? Cheated. And I was 30 million off.
You're a bad cheater.
Shame.
Just like you tried to cheat with, was it Kyrie? Who was it?
Kyrie.
And then I switched it up.
I didn't.
I switched it up and went to. Total money, and you got confused. Was that Kyrie or someone else?
I think it was Kyrie. Was it Kyrie, or didn't we do like Kevin Love or something like that?
No, maybe. I think you tried to cheat on Luka as well.
Oh, man.
I know. I never
the
tried
accusations
to cheat.
Of cheating.
This is
surrounding you.
Bro. Hey, look, take all away.
You are Spygate, deflated footballs, performance enhancing drugs. Look,
take away all those times you guys think I cheated. I still have 20 wins.
No, you ain't Barry Bonds, man. Sit down. Sit down, man. You ain't Barry Bonds. Knock it off.
But yeah.
Oh boy, I didn't see that. Boy, that there's a. I don't know. There's a note. I think I put it in the show. Oh, there it is. I wrote it around bump it or dump it time, just in case we needed something. I wrote, if you're ESPN, do you keep Shannon Sharp off television? ESPN is taking Shannon Sharp off television.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Well, sources were saying.
Well, now Shannon has said it.
Yeah, you can't have him on there, bro. Regardless of what you may think this is or anything, like, you can't have him on there while this is going on.
It's weird when he says, I'll be devoting this time to my family and responding and dealing with these false disruptive allegations set against me. It's weird that he says, I feel like you have to be specific in this scenario because Shannon's not married.
His kids, I'm sure. Whatever.
Yeah, so I feel like in that situation, you should say, I'm devoting my time to my kids. Mm-hmm. And I know he's probably talking about his entire family, but I feel like anytime you're in a situation like this and you say, my family, it makes it like you have like a wife and kid. Like the man doesn't have a wife.
No.
Does family make it more endearing, though?
Maybe.
Public opinion, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know. I think public opinion is numb to stuff like this. Numb to what people say for why they're stepping. We know Shannon's not stepping away from First Take. ESPN is telling him to step away from First Take. Mm-hmm. And they're telling him, like, hey, we're not trying to embarrass you. This just isn't good for you. It's not good for us. Mm-hmm. Let's work together on this. And once this gets settled, if it gets settled appropriately, we're back in business. Right. If not, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Right.
And I think the public is just numb to that stuff.
I remember, or not remember, I saw a clip yesterday from, I forgot my man's name, but he spoke a lot on like the AIDS relocation. Jess, you've seen his videos. He seems like he actually like speaks the truth, but he seems like a slimy lawyer type guy. But he talks about all this other stuff that he used to do working for the Miami Marlins, trying to get a stadium and all the little tricks he would pull and all this other stuff. He basically just talks openly about the tricks he would pull. He's a lawyer. So he was on Dan Le Batard and he talked about the Shannon thing. And they said, you know, Shannon offered a $10 million settlement. And they're like, well, why would you do that if you're innocent, if you're, you know, proclaiming your innocence? Why would you go about that? And he kind of broke it down. I understood there was some money involved, but he broke it down like crazy. So he goes, this is what you do if you're Shannon's lawyer. And like, there's a 10, you're getting sued for $50 million. Mm-hmm. There's a 10% chance that she gets that or something, or that you lose or something like mm-hmm. that. And he had broken it down like if she gets that or gets something close to it, maybe you're paying $5 million. And he said, as your attorney, I'm telling you right now that you're going to pay me $8 million mm-hmm. regardless, mm-hmm. whether you win this, whether you lose. Mm-hmm. So this essentially becomes like a math equation. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to pay $8 million no matter what. This could go on a little longer, or you're ordered to pay something and that may turn into $5 million or $10 million ordered to her. Mm-hmm. Or right now you can just say, hey, do you want $10 million to make this go away? That actually, the way he talked about it was in the civil case, it ends up being probably one of the cheaper decisions that you could make, mm-hmm. which is maybe one of the reasons why he tried to settle at $10 million. Mm-hmm. But the way he broke it down, I was like, damn, the attorney getting $8 million off the top?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
These types of trials take so long, too. I mean, that's probably part of the reason that these attorneys make so much. Shannon, regardless of the outcome of this, let's say, and I don't know what this means, but work with me. Let's say the outcome of this goes in Shannon's favor. Is he employable? When you think about the last year, when you think about the year of 2025 that Shannon has had, is Shannon Sharp employable?
I think
from a company like from Disney.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. You may have to go get it on your own. You may have to go back to Club Shay Shay and work on the volume contract you have and all that. Disney is different. I don't know if he can be by Disney. Just that.
I don't know how he survives this.
With them or just
with them?
Yeah,
I don't know. With them. And I don't know like how, like if you're, I mean, Fox, I think will hire anyone, but I don't see how CBS could hire him as an analyst. I don't see how NBC could hire him as an analyst. I feel like your, you know, back to the grind thing mm-hmm. will work, or, you know, you're back to Fox.
Yeah. And like you said, Fox.
Because I do like feel like Fox will hire anybody.
Those big three, the ABC, NBC, mm-hmm. CBS. Nah, there's too much of an old school audience, or the audience is too broad. Like you got older people.
That's what it is. It's
and
not,
younger and yeah. kids mm-hmm. that are involved in watching those programs, and they don't need Shannon Sharp to have that type of risk attached.
That's the other thing that I think about with these Stephen A. contracts and all of this stuff. And I know Shannon was seeking big money, too, is like, do these networks really need these individuals? Like, we, you know, we look at the guys like the you know, remember, you know, Dan Patrick had a big role on the radio. Mike Tirico, those guys just left. Mm-hmm. And, oh, they're saying you're not going to survive. I'm saying you're not going to, like, ESPN is an entity. ESPN feels like an entity the likes of WrestleMania. Every year, it's April. In like 3 months, $5,000 tickets, $10,000 tickets for next year's WrestleMania are going to go on sale. Mm. You have no idea who's going to be there. All you know is what 2 days it is.
Right.
And people are going to buy them.
Right.
Tens of thousands of people are going to buy those tickets. Mm. I feel like that's what ESPN is.
I agree.
They're going to tune in to ESPN because it's ESPN, because it's SportsCenter. I don't, and maybe there's advertising dollars that show this line of thinking is wrong. I don't think ESPN has an employee worth $20 million a year.
I think Stephen A. was that guy. Is that guy.
So with this thinking, you take Stephen A. off television, you're $20 million lighter in ad revenue? $10 million lighter in ad revenue? Like, there are people who are buying ads because Stephen A. is there. That's the part that I can't believe is true. And maybe it is. Again, I'm maybe speaking over my head. But I
I'll put it to you like this then. There's a reason they gave him $20 million.
Sure.
So they may have had the same questions, done all their numbers and their research, and like, yeah, they
probably. Or didn't want to find out.
That too.
Didn't want to find out if they were wrong.
That too. I think one of the content shows that they had, the First Take, like that's their biggest show. That's their Good Morning America. And he's the face of it. He's the face of that show.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I always think about it like this. If they're willing to give Stephen A. $20 million, he must generate $120 million.
Hmm.
Or his. So they're like, yeah, $20 million to drop in a bucket compared to, like, if he was really smart, he might ask for this.
Because
he could probably get 40.
Because
he's that wealthy. But if we're giving you 20, they could probably give you 30.
Hmm.
That's just the way I think about it sometimes. But Shannon's not Stephen A., though.
No, he's not. Like, Shannon is, pardon them, he's disposable. Mm. And that's tough.
And in this situation, I don't even think Stephen A. would survive this situation with Disney.
Oh, no. I think once you put the integrity of the brand in question, you're in trouble. And you'll Disney's bigger than all of us. You're gonna lose that battle.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose that battle. We got Anthony Slater set to join us here in about 5 minutes. Had intention of talking Kings. We'll hold that off for a couple of minutes till Ant-Man joins us. He's coming back from Houston today, actually. So he's covering this Rockets Warriors series. Pretty closely. We'll get his thoughts on what this series looks like without Jimmy Butler, what this series might look like with a potentially slightly hobbled Jimmy Butler. Both could have a drastic effect on the outcome of the series, or it might not. You guys had Houston winning this series anyways. I didn't. I had Golden State winning, and I do not feel great about that after seeing Jimmy Butler get hobbled off to the locker room. Celtics and Cavs take 2-0 leads last night. Anything in either of those games stand out to anybody?
Nothing yet.
You're making a face, and I know where you're going.
Jesse,
I know
you
where
ask the
going.
Question. Jesse, you ask it.
About the Cavs?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, a couple of close games to the Heat got us thinking a little bit. I don't.
What's the series?
It's 2-0.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any strong takes yet about it.
I don't either.
But
so the problem is they're not winning by enough points.
Yeah, I need to see you doing what OKC is doing.
That's not fair. Miami isn't Memphis.
Is Miami not that good?
Miami's better than Memphis. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Miami's tougher than Memphis. Come on, man.
I don't know about that. And even if they are, it's like
Memphis fired their coach like 2 weeks ago.
Even if they are, it's not this drastic thing where you can't beat them by 20. If you didn't. Now, the first game they did.
It's a 2-0 lead.
The first game they did, but I wish you'd tell the whole story, even though I'm about to lose everybody. Well, you know what I mean?
You're about to lose everything, pal.
That game was like a 5-point game until Ty Jerome just like lit it up and took
well, you
it
can't,
out
but you can't. That's not fair, though. You can't say a yeah, but like Ty Jerome is a Cleveland Cavalier.
Third
greatest next to LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, according to the stats.
The championship teams need to be handling business like the championship teams against these also rans. And I'm talking
Boston won by 9.
Boston didn't have Tatum. And the game before that, when they had Tatum, it was a 20-point game. It was easy work the entire time. The Thunder are making Memphis look like a college team.
The Cavs won by 21, but the way they won by 21 wasn't good enough.
It was the
second. What's the name of the guy that Jasmine likes in Cleveland that makes you hate them? Because I know Crystal has like someone in Cleveland that just absolutely pisses Jesse off.
No, that's just pure hate right there.
Well, but no, look.
No,
I just don't understand.
I said we're not questioning him right now.
He's got eyes.
What are they supposed to do? Okay. All right.
I told you this. They're supposed to do what OKC doing.
Well, okay, no. But what are they supposed to do in the playoffs? What's clear? Because you say you're not. Oh, we're not worried about them right now. Whatever. Right now, what are they supposed to do before you guys just gleefully crap on the Cavs? They need to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. They need to be in the NBA Finals. Acceptable?
They got to get past the second round. But
so they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose, no problem.
No problem. But you're supposed to be a championship contender.
So if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but you don't like the way that they got there, it doesn't count.
No, I'm not saying that. But if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and they struggle in the first two rounds and get there, when, you know, this will probably be a 4-game series, but win the next one by 5 or 6 or whatever, but every game is tight and it's a struggle, you're going to pick them to beat Boston?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's they're there. They have an opportunity to beat Boston.
I'll tell you this. If I don't like what I see, I can't pick them to beat Boston. If they out there,
I'm asking you both. What does Cleveland have to do for you two to not crap on them?
Act like OKC.
Yeah, I guess that because they
beat the hell out of some.
They'll get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it's like I don't like if you're kind of struggling with the Heat and all that. Like I don't know if you're gonna get Boston.
That's all we're saying. Beat the hell out of Miami like OKC is doing Memphis, and then I'll be like, they could get after Boston.
I mean, yesterday was a matter of like Donovan Mitchell just went nuclear and stuff like that. I'm not trying to take away from Cleveland, but it's like I don't.
The hell you aren't.
Maybe I am, but it's like yeah, whatever. But it's just like yeah, like the way I see it is like maybe they don't have the biggest like threat towards Boston, I guess. Like Boston, OKC, like Kenny Sand are dominating right now.
Miami, a 10 seed. They ain't got nobody.
Doesn't even, man. All right, man.
Miami, Tennessee, man. Right,
y'all have been begging for Cleveland all year.
What are you talking about?
Nah, you low-key hate Cleveland, too. All that trash you was talking about Bone Thugs and Harmony before. We remember.
That Ace of Spades tomorrow.
Anthony. Is that a shoe? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're probably listening right now, pissed off.
You can reach out. It's at KingKC _.
Give them Jesse's. What are you giving them mine for?
Oh, Cleveland, yeah. I'm at JTappy _03.
It's probably his dad's.
What is Cleveland going to do to me? It's Cleveland.
We'll come back, man. Anthony Slater joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our guy Anthony Slater. He getting situated right now in front of the camera. My man flew in from Houston this morning. He's prepping, making sure he looks like 10 out of 10.
Always
we're going to get him here. Cleaning the screen off. We're going to get our man Anthony Slater of the New York Times, The Athletic, in here with us right now. Welcome, Ant-Man. Ant, what's good? Appreciate you, man. Thanks for making time for us.
Yes, sir. Just changing my mic over.
Right, we'll switch that over, man. Get you.
I don't know. How do I sound?
Get you. Oh, you sound fine.
Sound good?
Yeah, man. You sound fine.
All right, cool. We're going to go with it then.
Okay, man. You good? Obviously, we spent some time this afternoon talking about the impact of Jimmy Butler's injury last night. You've watched multiple incarnations of the Warriors this year. If Jimmy can't go, the Warriors can't win, can they?
Not the series. Could they win game three without him and give him a couple extra days? Sure. You know, they're going to be at home. Role players play well at home. They'll be fired up. Maybe a more focused Kuminga who knows he's going to be in the rotation would help more. But if Butler was to miss the series, no. But I don't expect that. I mean, we'll see. We're still kind of waiting word. It was, you know, he was walking. I went back to the back last night when he fell down. And, like, the x-ray machine's on the other side of the arena. So he had to walk, I don't know, 50 yards maybe from the x-ray machine back to the visiting locker room. And it was a snail's pace. It was going slow. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like he left the arena walking. From what I heard, it's no significant damage. They're just, you know, it's probably going to be a pain tolerance thing. But we'll see. I mean, they need him, obviously.
Was this? We say that so casually too. Oh, it's just a pain tolerance thing. It's not our pain.
No, I know. You're
well,
right.
Well, the interesting thing about that is, from my understanding of it, I mean, there are varying degrees of it, but it's not like pain, like I can't walk. It's just a lack of mobility, lack of being able to move gracefully with something like that. That. You can't really fix. Like, you take some Tylenol, I guess, and maybe it relieves the pain a little bit or the soreness, but you just got to kind of wait that out, it feels like.
Yeah, stiffness, swelling, got to get it loose. I mean, obviously, there's the more extreme measures of, like, you know, Toradol shot type thing, right? Oof. John Morant saying he can't feel his ankle. Remember that?
Oh, no. A couple days ago. I ain't doing that. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, that's big-time basketball, big-money basketball going down. So, and, you know. This isn't exactly the most feathery, soft series you've ever seen either. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is bodies bashing around. I mean, it's how he got hurt.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult. He's 35. He's had this injury before. He missed four regular season games. Steph had this same injury, you know, basically, what, a month ago? He missed two games. Kuminga missed one. Like, it's playoff urgency, so you could probably push back quicker. But, I mean, it's the right point by you. You know, it's tough to see him being Jimmy Butler, 42 minutes, you know, bashing into Steven Adams and Tari Eason and whatever. Like, you know, that's – they're probably going to at best have a limited version of him.
What did you think of this series before Jimmy going down last night?
You know, I was going in. I think I picked it in seven. Like, it could go any way. You know, you could see the athleticism overwhelming the Warriors. You could just see, like, the Warriors' skill and smarts and more. You know, they have the two best players in the series. A lot of times people will just pick it based off that. I would say after game one, my fears about Houston were confirmed as far as, like, their half-court offense. And they were the 21st-ranked half-court offense this year. Like, if you just – bottle them up, keep them out of transition, don't turn the ball over. Like, they do kind of struggle to score. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jalen Green, he was great last night, obviously, 38 points. But he's not your, like, traditional super feared star scorer in the league. They go through Sengun a lot. I was really leaning Warriors entering last night's game and probably mm-hmm. would still if you guaranteed me five more healthy games of Jimmy Butler. But no Jimmy Butler, I mean, you see, like, the Warriors get thin really quick. Mm-hmm.
The Rockets, the young Rockets team, they're getting an education in real time on playoff basketball. And yesterday was one of those pop quizzes, right? Like, you lose a game at home, and now you're in a must-win situation. And they answered the bell pretty well. I thought they were going to win that game even if Jimmy played. But they showed up, and they played well. Now they're going to get another pop quiz. Going on the road, going into a hostile environment. Jay Center's probably going to be ready to go. They're going to be amped up. Do you see them getting one in Golden State? Or are they going to have to – may that come later in the series or something like that? But do you see them getting one of these two in Golden State?
I mean, they can. I saw them go into Chase Center a few weeks ago, play really well, and come out with a win. I don't think Chase Center is like an – you know, it's not what Oracle used to be. Mm-hmm. This just like dungeon of, I remember covering the Thunder in 2016 when they lost that game six where Clay went off, and like just being on the Thunder side going back to Oracle, it just felt like, oh, you got no shot going mm-hmm. in there. That's not what Chase Center feels like. Mm-hmm. Now I do think there's still going to be some stuff working against the Rockets. I'm curious what you know, is it going to be a Zach Zarba officiated game? Like, the NBA is going to be hearing and is hearing over the last couple of days, like, that they've let the physicality go too much in that series. And I know the Warriors behind the scenes are pointing out, hey, Steph Curry has 6 free throws in 77 minutes in this series. And they're going to be sending clip after clip of Fred VanVleet, you know, basically hugging him from the back, and just all the tactics that the Dylan Brooks and Ime Udokas are throwing at Steph Curry. So I think how game 3 is officiated, particularly how Steph Curry off the ball is officiated, is going to be a big factor. But I guess going back to your question, like, could the Rockets get one and chase? Certainly. Yeah. I mean, they're the 2 seed for a reason. And you know, if it is a limited Jimmy Butler, like, you know, the Warriors have played the Rockets 7 times this year. They've scored under 100 points 5 of those games. Now, the Rockets have scored under 100 points 4 of those games. It's like, it's real rock fight basketball, but Houston could win a game there.
Damian, Anthony, it's too much. The NBA is letting the physicality go in favor of the Kings. JJ I'm sorry, I had a flashback. Okay. It's not.
All right, JJ Redick, settle down. Settle down, JJ. Analyst JJ.
I've had a few people today be like, is it fun for the fans to watch? Like, it's enjoyable. It's theater. I know it was kind of ugly last night. Did you guys watching that game?
I've liked both of these games. Absolutely. Like, I don't mind physical. I think with these teams, you knew what it was going in, which is what I was going to ask you. You talk about the physicality of this series. Is that a byproduct of Houston and the officials kind of knowing the way Houston plays? Or is that a byproduct of your boy in Golden State, where they know he's going to whine about everything, so let's just, like, pull back a little bit and let them play?
All the above.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the characters in this series. It's how Houston has to play, right? I told you that. I mean, we know they're unskilled offensively in a lot of ways. What have they done all year? They're by far the best offensive rebounding team in the league. They'll throw the Sengun Adams, you know, front court together, and they just – try to play volleyball off the rim and eventually get it in. The Warriors know that. The Warriors are extremely undersized. Their starting lineup is a 6'7" Jimmy Butler's the tallest player. Draymond, you guys know, he's 6'5", 6'6", maybe. He has to play overly physical. There's history between him and Brooks, the Warriors and Brooks, Gary Payton and Brooks. You guys remember, this series actually reminds me of the 22 Memphis series, where Warriors won game 1 in Memphis. Memphis came out extremely physical in game 2, which included the clothesline from Dylan Brooks that broke Gary Payton's elbow, that broke the code. That's where that initially came from. So, I mean, these people are all involved in this series, including Ime Udoka. And it was kind of guaranteed to play out this way. Now, again, I mean, officials can try to control it a little bit better, but also, like, I don't know, it's a little bit uncontrollable in a sense. And I mean, maybe, again, that's why I'm probably predicting that we're going to see tomorrow morning, when the referee assignments come out, Zach Zarba. Because Scott Foster, by the way, is hurt. I don't know if you guys know.
No, I did not know that.
Scott Foster injured his calf in a Knicks, like, Celtics game, I think it was, in March. So it's why you haven't seen him in the playoffs, because it would profile as a perfect Scott Foster game 3. But I think Zarba might be the assignment tomorrow.
We saw Kuminga.
Get well, Scott Foster.
Get well soon, sir.
from Chris Paul and family.
We saw Kuminga last night. I like the minutes that Quentin Post gave him. And even Spencer played some good minutes in relief of Pods not being healthy. Let's just say Pods comes back. Let's say, you know, comes back healthy, not sick anymore. Jimmy comes back at 70% or whatever. Even with all that, do you think that kind of – others, I'll just use that term, that others production is going to be enough to win the series? Because that was my concern. I knew Jimmy and Steph were going to show up and do their thing. But thinking back to that Memphis game, it couldn't have been that for a whole series against Houston, where those two get 30 and then, like, nobody else is over 10 points. Do you think they have enough from the others to be able to win this series?
Yeah, I think Pod's absence last night, or not, you know, you mentioned not absence, but mental and physical absence in a lot of ways. I mean, he was sick all day. He ate something bad. He tried to play. His first 2 shots were like an air ball and like some type of like hook shot that he threw like off the top of the backboard.
Said what?
Looked like he was mimicking a basketball player when he did that.
Yeah, it was not good. And you know, he's been really good for like a month. He's like made a leap. And he has been at times their third scorer. You know, he had a game in LA. He hit 8 threes, scored like 28 points. So they're going to need him to, like, these next 2 days, whatever, that stomach bug, you know, kind of flushes and he's back to himself. Moses, I feel like every Moses Moody three is a huge three. Yeah. So he would be the other guy I think kind of has to chip in. Post, you mentioned it. He hit 4 threes last night. Their concern with him right now is Jalen Green got him in pick and roll. And they finally found a soft spot to attack because he's kind of trying to, you know, he's a rookie center, right? Mm-hmm. Drop coverage. They were yelling at him to get up, but it's like, that's especially being in those arenas and those playoff atmospheres you guys have been in. I'm like, can't imagine being a rookie center with like all these various, you know, coverages and people yelling at you and Draymond's roaring at you because you were, you know, 2 feet further back than you should have been on a Jalen Green pull up. So you almost want to minimize his minutes in somewhat because they have to win the series defensively. And I think he's kind of a problem for them defensively. But you might just have to win it as you like with Steph Curry getting 38 and Jimmy Butler, if he's there, getting 26, or if Jimmy Butler's not there, limited, like, Jonathan Kuminga is a offensive weapon. He has his flaws. He has his feelings about Steve Kerr and the way he's been handled, and I think that impacts his play and his energy level. But if he knows he's going into tomorrow with a rotation spot, he's going to have to score probably 20 points.